Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. There may be an odd couple when it comes to issues, but one thing Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney agree on is that Donald Trump should not return to the White House. The Democratic presidential candidate and former Republican representative touring swing states today, Harris in Pennsylvania.
We have in our grasp the ability to determine the course of our country. You know, every election we've said this is the one, this is the one. This truly is the one.
Former President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina today to see recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene, and then a rally pushing false claims about FEMA assistance money.
They've spent it on illegal migrants.
Four people killed when a helicopter hit a Texas radio tower before crashing down into a Houston neighborhood. A new escalation in the Ukraine war. Reports of North Korean troops in Russia. White House spokesman John Kirby calling it concerning. This is ABC News. We're hearing from an attorney for the Turpin children, rescued from the abuse of their parents in Riverside, California in 2018. The attorney speaking after the children's foster parents were sentenced last week for abuse.
Their biological parents in prison for locking them up in chains. The Turpin children went to the Olguin home, a foster family where prosecutors say they were sexually abused by Marcelino Olguin and again forced to stay in their rooms with alarms on the doors. Elon Zexter represents some of the Turpin children.
The Olguins did horrific things.
He says the children are relieved. Marcelino Olguin was given 7 years in prison on Friday.
What happened in that home was worse than what happened in their biological parents' home.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The world's largest publisher is taking on artificial intelligence. Reports say Penguin Random House has changed the copyright page in its books. Those pages now say the books may not be used for the purpose of training AI technologies or systems. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s tonight. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, a chance of showers in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Not as warm, highs in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week, highs only in the upper 50s on Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 81 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance leveled accusations of anti-Christian bias against the U.S. government during a campaign rally in Waukesha on Sunday.
We cannot have an American government that is persecuting Christians for living their faith. We should be rewarding people and encouraging people to live their faith. We believe.
Vance also accused Vice President Kamala Harris of anti-Christian rhetoric and an anti-Christian approach to public policy. Wisconsin voters unable to make it to the polls on Election Day or who just want another option to cast a ballot can do so starting tomorrow, Tuesday.
This option is known as in-person absentee voting, and in-person absentee voting hours and locations, they do differ and are set by each of our 1,850 municipalities.
Elections Administrator Megan Wolf, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The former Glenwood City School Superintendent is now facing 17 charges. Tim Johnson is accused of theft of $290,000 from the district. According to court records, Johnson is facing charges for theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct in office after he allegedly pocketed money that was supposed to have gone toward classes at Viterbo University.